From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Lobbyists for banks and credit unions say an exemption from a state consumer protection law is needed to prevent excessive lawsuits against financial institutions. Missouri Credit Union Association lobbyist David Kent said during yesterday's legislative hearing that without a change, there could be a chilling effect on loans in Missouri. The bill the banks support would exempt them from lawsuits from the state attorney general and from civil lawsuits seeking compensation for fraud, deceptive advertising, or other violations. An official from the Attorney General's office says that without the authority to enforce this state law, individual consumers would have little recourse and banks would have no incentive to work with the state to mediate disputes with consumers. A report released by State Auditor Tom Swike notes the state could have saved $294,000 reimbursing Conservation and Transportation Commissioners for driving instead in 2012 and 2013. The Transportation and Conservation Departments responded in the audit that the flights are necessary to get commissioners to meetings in a timely manner. The Department of Transportation plans to continue flying commissioners on state planes despite Swike's recommendation to drive. The audit also notes the fleet of 19 planes is unnecessarily large and is consequently underused. The report notes Missouri's six-passenger planes on average were only used to capacity about 10% of the time. Two more cases of deadly deer disease have been found in Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation on Monday reported that a Macon County adult buck and an adult doe in Adair County tested positive for chronic wasting disease. That brings the total free-ranging deer that have tested positive for the disease this hunting season to 15. 11 captive deer on farms have tested positive for the chronic wasting disease as well. The disease was first found in a private hunting reserve in 2010. Legislation that could make it harder to finance a new football stadium in St. Louis has been filed in the Missouri Senate. The bill, sponsored by Republican Rob Schaff of St. Joseph, would bar the governor from extending existing bonds without approval from state lawmakers.
The bill really isn't about stadiums. It just happens to be that the issue is the stadium issue. It's really about the governor thinking that he could issue bonds under any circumstances for anything without the approval of the legislature.
Both House and Senate leaders have expressed opposition to providing any sort of state aid for a new NFL-caliber football stadium in St. Louis. Funding for the proposed Riverfront Stadium would include up to $350 million that would come from extending the current bonds on the Edward Jones Dome. A Missouri bill to link the length of unemployment benefits to the unemployment rate has approval from the House panel. The bill approved Monday also would increase the amount of money the state must have saved to pay for benefits before reducing how much businesses need to contribute. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.